I'm Andrew Schneider at 92.1 KRLS here with the state tennis qualifiers from Pella Christian, both as a team and as singles and doubles pairs. Megan Kramer, Kelly Van Wyk, and Katie Rosa joining us here. First of all, Megan, I had a chance to talk to you ladies about 3 weeks ago about your goals for the season. You've accomplished that. You've qualified for both the individual tournament and for the state tournament. What does it mean to be able to do this in your senior season?
It's kind of crazy, honestly. I thought those goals were, like, kind of far-fetched, and to actually have achieved them is, like, made me really happy. But, yeah, I'm just really proud of our team and, like, how far we've become, like, and gone, especially since, like, half of them have never played tennis before this year, too. Like, it's kind of crazy to see how much we grew together.
Well, and Kelly, we talked on a Zoom call about a year ago that, you know, the year prior you had made it to Team State, and you guys were working toward that goal until everything got canceled. In fact, we've got two of those players who didn't get to play that are practicing. You'll get to scrimmage against them today. But what does it mean to make it to this point in the journey, not only just to have a full season, but to have all of the goals you set out and accomplish those?
Yeah, I couldn't think of a better way to end the senior year than to be able to go to individual and Team State with the tennis team, because in the beginning of the year, I wasn't really sure how the tennis thing would go after missing a year, but the teammates are amazing, and, like, we got really close, closer than I thought we could ever get with sophomores and freshmen. But, yeah, I think that we've worked really hard, and, like, the fact that we've gone this far really shows how much progress we've made.
Well, and Katie, obviously you had a great day at districts to be able to qualify. Take our listeners through that a little bit, making a run to the finals. And I know that for you, you've been doing some of that singles work and invitational work, but what did it mean to you to be able to make a run at that and get to the finals?
Yeah, it was really exciting. It was a lot of hard work, but it was exciting to be able to do that, especially my first year, because I kind of wasn't expecting to get that far. But, yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and when we played at Caldwell, it was a longer day, and we had some tough competition there, but, yeah, I think it went pretty well with our whole team.
Well, and the season's not over. Next week you get to go up to Waterloo, is that correct, to go play on June 2nd and the 3rd, and what are you looking forward to most about that experience? Not A, to be state qualifiers, but B, to have the chance to test your game against the best players in Iowa.
Yeah, I'm just excited to have fun. Obviously, I'm going to try my best, but I'm excited just to, like, end my tennis life there and, you know, just have fun and, like, put it all out and be the best that I can and see what Kelly and I can do as a doubles team.
Yeah, I'm just really excited to be able to go up there and to watch other people, because when you get out of your conference, it seems like it's going to be a whole nother world, and I feel like that no matter what happens up there, I'm just really proud that we made it that far.
I agree with, like, what Megan said. Like, even if we don't get very far, it's still a really big accomplishment to get there, and I think it'll be a lot of fun playing with our team, and yeah.
Well, and I'll follow up with a question for you. As someone who will likely be back out again next year, what does it mean to have that opportunity to go up there, and what do you hope to do heading into next season as a leader coming off as a state qualifier?
I think it's a really good learning experience, even, again, like, if it doesn't go too well. But just the fact that I can experience that and hopefully bring back some tips and tricks for my team, I think will be a good experience for me.
Well, congratulations, ladies, on a fantastic season. It's been fun to follow along, take some pictures, all the above. And I really enjoy the state experience. Megan Kramer, Kelly Van Wyk, and Katie Rosa. Appreciate your time.